This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A lot of power and influence will be concentrated in Japan in the coming days, and we have a report on what that tells us about the world economy. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Central bankers and finance ministers from the Group of Seven countries are meeting in Japan today and tomorrow. That's ahead of a full G7 summit next week that will then include heads of state of the industrial powers that account for about half the global economy. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace is tracking developments. Let's start by talking about what's on the agenda.
The finance ministers have a lot to do, a discussion about revitalizing the global economy, development goals and debt in poor countries, plus the problem of stopping tax evasion, or as the official agenda calls it, promoting integrity of cross-border financial flows.
And what's especially significant about Japan's role as the host this week?
A lot of things, David. The country's been dealing with deflation for more than 20 years. I just talked to Nancy Snow, a professor of public diplomacy at Kyoto University of Foreign Studies, who said poverty is still a huge issue.
This is a population that has been enduring decades now. What was originally called a lost decade is now 2.5 decades.
The Japanese central bank is so desperate to spur growth that they've gone over to negative interest rates.
That's where the bank makes you pay to hold your money for safekeeping instead of you earning interest, which is so old school these days. So where does Japan go from there to address economic stagnation?
Well, that's where there might be some tension among G7 countries. Japan wants to devalue its currency to promote growth, which doesn't sit well with the U.S. Maria Solis, a Japan expert at the Brookings Institution, says Prime Minister Shinzo Abe also wants to continue deficit spending.
That this is also an election year in Japan. It's not only the United States. And the government, obviously concerned about the state of the economy, is already increasing its level of public expenditures.
But again, that's not necessarily popular with the whole G7, particularly Germany and the UK, who have an austerity agenda.
All right, Marketplace's Lewis Wallace, thank you very much. Let's do the numbers. The 100-share index in London is down 1.3%. Dow and S&P futures are up 0.2%, 41 points for the Dow future. The Nasdaq future is up about 0.3%. The dollar is down. The euro up slightly to $1.12. Crude oil fairly steady here at under $49 a barrel. Hi, David Brancaccio here. Thank you for listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. We give you the context we think you need to understand what's happening in the economy and why it matters to you. Some context on us. We are a nonprofit service and rely on donations from our listeners to keep going. And we've just made special Let's Do the Numbers Pilsner glasses available to thank you for your support. Donate today at marketplace.org. Now, it's something public radio has long understood. Important stuff can be explored in just 3, 4, or 5 minutes. But what about in the video form? The AMC channel recently started what's called the Sundance Now Doc Club, a subscription thing with streaming documentaries and independent films. A piece of this is the launch of a short film series called Take Five, themed collections of documentary films, just 5 minutes long, that focus, clustered around a single timely topic. Now, the first set is called Justice in America. It's available free right now. Josh Sapin, CEO of AMC Networks, came in to talk about this. Mr. Sapin, good to have you.
Thank you.
What do you hope happens with these five-minute docs?
They were stimulated by our listening to a panel of documentary filmmakers at the Sundance Film Festival, in which Mr. Jarecki, a well-known documentarian, said that his short documentary had more impact on the world than his long ones because it was distributed more widely. And that gave birth to this idea.
Here's a tiny piece of an explanation from one of these five-minute docs. This one's called Degentrifying America.
Those spaces are being remade for more affluent. So rents go up, taxes go up, and eventually that neighborhood becomes increasingly unaffordable for those working class families that have lived there for generations, that have built that community.
Documentaries, a long tradition of having a point of view. I watched that thing. I wouldn't say it's ideologically balanced. It has a point of view.
We expected that, and we didn't filter it. We were striving for diverse in any form. As it happened, these five we thought had the most merit. They probably skewed, which is a statement about documentary filmmakers, a little to the left side of the equation, but that's what came back.
Here's a clip from the short doc about poverty and U.S. poverty policy. The film is called A Hug from Paul Ryan. The speaker we're about to hear is a woman living in poverty. Her name is Tiana Gaines Turner.
I wanted to hug him for him to understand that I am a person. I met you, you met me, and it's now personal. It was something for me, but I don't think a year later, looking at everything that's happened, it was anything.
It seems to me we do live in a golden age of documentary film. And there was a time when they were hard to see. You might have the local film theater nearby if you were lucky that might curate a few, put them in the schedule. But there's a lot of activity out there covering public policy issues.
Our company has been interested in the subject for a long time. There's an increasing audience for documentaries. There's a bigger audience for The Walking Dead, for Fear the Walking Dead, for The Night Manager, and for Preacher, we hope, which also premieres on the AMC channel in a couple of days. But cumulatively, as the technology allows you to watch when you want, there is an increasingly large audience for documentaries that are headier and thicker and stay with you longer.
Josh Sapin is CEO of AMC Networks. Sundance Now Doc Club has a series called Take Five. These are themed collections of short documentaries that you can see. Mr. Sapin, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Another part of Sapin's operation, Sundance Selects, is distributing a documentary that is releasing today. It's coming out today that's been getting some attention. It's called Wiener, about the last political campaign of former New York Congressman Anthony Wiener. Feature documentary, and I guess we can also call it an expose. Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer, Janet Wynn. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.